Governor Newsom said that he expects the state will get around 2 million doses by the end of this year. And while that may sound like a lot, it's just the beginning in a state with close to 40 million people.
So it's starting to take shape, a bit of a flywheel, starts modestly, slowly, and we'll start to see these things build up.
Here's how it works. The state's first shipments of the vaccine are going to the regions with the highest positive case rates. From there, medical facilities that can store the vaccines and serve high-risk communities get the first batches. In San Francisco, all acute care hospitals like UCSF and SF General will get some doses. In Alameda, hospitals that are part of the Alameda County Healthcare Service, like Highland Hospital and John George, expect to start vaccinating frontline staff on Friday. Berkeley, which operates its own healthcare jurisdiction, is directing all of its first doses to Alta Bates. Multi-county hospital systems like Kaiser, Dignity Health, and Sutter will get vaccines directly from the state and have their own plans about how to distribute them between their locations. And the federal government will take care of getting vaccines to residential care facilities and to the VA hospitals. The general population won't get access to the vaccine until the supply is no longer limited, which health officials expect will be in the summer or the fall. In Oakland, for KALW News, I'm Annalise Finney.